Hello and welcome back to The Rusted Culture. I'm your host, Frank Ebersold, and I was going to wait a little bit later in the week to do a podcast, but there's so much stuff that's going on here about this tax bill that they're going to be voting on tomorrow that I just had to get the word out and let some folks know about this. As you know, with this tax bill, how would this sound for a Christmas present? How would you like to get $12,000 in taxes back next year? It's really easy. All you've got to do is earn over $418,000 as a single person and at least $444,000 as a couple. And you're in. And you'll qualify for that $12,000 break. And of course, if you make double that, if you're making $836,000, then you get $24,000 back. So that doesn't sound like a lot of money to these guys, but to the middle class, that is a lot of money. And when you look at this tax bill, it's actually skewed to give benefits like that to the middle, or not to the middle class, but to the upper 1%. The middle class gets far less. I have no idea why they structured it like that. They must think that the rich go out and actually are the ones that support this economy, but it's not. It's the middle class, folks like you and folks like me. And we know that the GOP tax cut benefits the rich. There's no doubt about it. We don't believe anything they say about this. We know it benefits the rich. But did you know that they, and we don't know who did this at this moment, they threw in a last-minute perk into the tax bill for, you guessed it, real estate investors like Donald Trump. And this perk was so last-minute that none of the House or Senate members even knew about it. And folks, I got to tell you, this is further proof that the system is indeed rigged. You can listen to my other 6 points about why I think it's rigged in the last episode 43, but this is a new 7th point I'm making about how the system is rigged against the middle class. And here's how it goes. With this new provision, and this is according to Bloomberg, this is a story that just came out from Bloomberg. Lawmakers, as you know, are scrambling to lock up Republican support for the tax reform bill added. They've just added a very complicated provision very late in the process. And again, we don't even know where it came from. But this provision that was added is one that would provide a multi-million dollar windfall to real estate investors. How about that? Real estate investors such as Donald Trump. So that's the way it works. We always knew it was rigged, didn't we? But this change would allow real estate businesses to kind of pile on and take advantage of a new tax break that was already being worked on for partnerships, limited liability companies, and other so-called pass-through businesses, which was combined in the elements of the House and Senate legislation. But this new little bit, this little bit that they've added in there about real estate investors, that wasn't in that version. And people are looking at Senator Bob Corker. He's a big real estate investor. And they're like, did you turn your vote to a yes because of this provision that just came in over the weekend? And Senator Corker, who I honestly don't think he knew about it, but he wrote yesterday, he says, to Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, seeking an explanation for how the provision came to be included in the final bill after he was asked about it by a reporter. Talk about embarrassing, but do something about it. I mean, this is just one example of how this whole tax bill is skewed to the rich. Skewed to the rich. And, you know, this whole thing was so quickly thrown together, folks, that haste makes waste. And there's even an incentive in this bill for companies to relocate overseas. Did you know that? There's an incentive for companies to relocate overseas. And I thought the big idea here was to keep jobs in the United States. So when you rush something together like this, this is the kind of stuff that you get. And what's changing here is, under the current law, the 35% corporate tax rate is due on profit earned overseas when it comes back here to the United States. The current legislation that they're planning and voting on tomorrow would permit the estimated $2.6 trillion that corporations have stockpiled outside the country to return to the United States, subject to a rate expected to be around 15%. And in the future here, what they're saying is that corporations would be required to pay about 10% minimum tax on overseas income above a certain level. Keep that in mind, certain level. And the provision is billed as a way to discourage the movement of jobs and profits overseas, supposedly. But here's where the article goes into some of the fine print of this new global minimum tax, as they're calling it, in this tax bill. It's going to make the problem worse for three reasons in terms of jobs going overseas. Here's the first one. A corporation would pay global minimum tax only on profit above a routine, quote-unquote, routine rate of return on the tangible assets, such as factories, that it has overseas. So in essence, folks, the more equipment that you've got overseas, the more factories, the more equipment, the more tax-free income it can earn. Isn't that nice? That's a hell of an incentive to push jobs overseas. And the second point is that the bill sets the routine, remember that quote-unquote routine return, at a generous 10%. And normally, in the business world, such allowances are normally fixed a couple of percentage points above the risk-free treasury yields, which are currently around 2.5%. And the third point that they're making here is that the minimum levy would be calculated on global average for companies rather than for individual countries where a corporation operates. So it's going to be calculated on a global basis. So a U.S. multinational company could lower its tax bill by shifting profit from in operations from U.S. locations to overseas. So, good God, I mean, help me understand the logic in this tax bill. Not only does it benefit the rich, but it's sucking away jobs. No matter how you look at it, the whole thing is just a nasty, nasty mess. And we're not going to forget in 2018, we're not going to forget. We're going to flip the house from Republican to Democrat because we need that moderating influence on this president. It's going to happen. Just you wait and see. And it's going to happen because of crap legislation like they're going to pass tomorrow. That's what's going to do it, folks. You got to get out and you got to push for that House of Representatives to flip. And in trying to benefit their rich buddies here, which I think the whole tax plan is doing, but in further efforts to try to benefit their rich buddies, the GOP has made the old and the rich just a little bit more nervous than usual. And this is an interesting twist. And did you know that in this tax bill that the GOP is going to vote on tomorrow with a little nudge and wink, it's going to be the biggest transfer of wealth to the rich in history, folks. And it's going to widen the group of income inequality. But what it's doing for the rich here is quite amazing. Right now, the estate tax is roughly right around $5 million. If you have an estate inheritance that's above that, you pay 40%. So under this new tax law that's going to be voted on tomorrow, the exception is going to go to $11 million. So if you've got an estate over $11 million, then you'll be taxed on that estate. But under that, you won't be taxed. But that's only good for till 2026 for this estate provision. So that's got to have a lot of older folks that, you know, are quite wealthy. It's got to be making them a little bit nervous because if you think about it, there's an incentive for them to die between now and 2026 because their beneficiaries stand to make an extra $2 million on the deal. Because the rate's going up to $5 million in 2026. So if they die in 2018, between 2018 and 2026, their beneficiaries stand to make an extra $2 million. So that's got to have a few of those folks a little bit nervous, don't you think? Talk about looking over your shoulder. I mean, if you're on life support, watch out. Somebody just might trip on the cord, if you know what I mean. Scary stuff. I mean, do you think they thought that through? I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, all of this is going on. You know, the whole motive, it seems to me, of this tax bill is to widen the gap of income inequality. And let's just look at the millennials and the future that the millennials are facing. And this is according to the Huffington Post here. Some of the things that the millennials are facing here that, in addition to that tax cut crap that we're just talking about that they're voting on tomorrow, but in addition to that, just the plain landscape here, millennials have 300% more student debt than their parents on average. They're only one half as likely to own a home as young people. Ages 25 to 34 were in 1975. They're half as likely. And one in five young adults today lives in poverty. And, you know, they're looking at average returns on 401k plans, or they're expecting about 2.9% on average going forward compared to 6.3% returns for baby boomers. And they're saying that many millennials are going to have to work until they're 75 based on an analysis of federal data. And not only that, but a typical 2009 college graduate could earn up to $58,600 less than a typical 2007 college graduate over a decade based on current trends. So the gap between the rich and the poor, folks, it's really widening. And it's just amazing that this bill is inherently contributing to that problem. We're going to have a lot of work to do when this one-term president is out of office. There's going to be a lot of work that's going to have to be done. And, you know, folks, there's not much we can do. You can complain to your legislatures, and I encourage you to do that. But the main thing I want you to do is just keep all this in mind when it comes time to vote in 2018. And we need to flip that House of Representatives. They're going to pass this tax cut. But we don't have to take it. We need to turn the House of Representatives around in 2018 to balance out this kind of money grab that the Republicans are doing. We can't let lamb chop, and you know who I'm talking about here. If you don't know, here, hang on, here he comes right now. Here's lamb chop.
I am the President of the United States.
You can't let them get away with it. Folks, you're going to have to stand sometime. And this election coming up in 2018 is the time to do it. That's all I've got for now, folks. I thank you for the listen, and we'll be back next time.